Welcome back, folks. I'm Jake Ellenbogen. Today, we're going to be talking about Tutu Atwell, a big fan of him, obviously, and I think a lot of people on this channel are. Before we dive into it, be sure to like, subscribe, and comment. Also, be sure to follow me on all social media at JK Bogan, including Instagram. Let's dive into it. So, Tutu Atwell of the LA Rams. I remember when he was picked, I wasn't too happy about it. Did not like the pick. I'm going to be honest with you. He's been a guest on this show. I was honest with him straight up because, you know, I wanted to be honest. 57th overall in 2021. I thought that was a total reach, picking him in the second round of that year. But then I grew to really like him. Went back, watched the film, and really noticed that Malik Cunningham, the quarterback at Louisville, was underthrowing him quite a bit. Felt like Tutu Atwell had better ball skills than any 5'9 receiver that you would normally see on the field. And I just felt like, end of the day, yeah, okay, he's a buck 65, soaking wet. But I felt like he was going to translate. You know, you look at the route running, the willingness to block at that size, willingness to go up and high point the football. I mean, he mosses guys at 5'9". So, look, I initially didn't love the pick. Then, as I watched more and more tape, because I only watched three games, and then if a guy's drafted by the team I cover, I watch more than three games. I think the film really spoke, you know, volumes about what this guy could do. And I think the Rams, whether they want to admit it or not, I think they looked at Tutu Atwell as a potential Tyreek Hill-level player. Now, keep this in mind. Before you write off Tutu Atwell, he's 24 years old. He'll be 25 in October, 4 days before I turn 29. So this guy's still young, right? You have guys that the Rams just drafted that are a year older than Tutu Atwell, who will be in a contract year. So let me just say, let me start off by saying that Atwell gets a lot of flack. A lot of it he can't really control. But the thing that annoys me is how people act like he's done. His career's over. His story's been written. Not necessarily. You go back to 2021, you know, 22 years old, you know, yes, okay, the Rams win the Super Bowl, but he didn't really get a chance to have any sort of role in that, right? The reason I say that is because, unfortunately, he suffers an injury and is unavailable, and they absolutely could have used him because they had to rely on Ben Skowronek in those high-leverage situations, you know, against the 49ers, against the Bengals. And it makes you wonder, if Tutu was healthy, what he could have done down the stretch to end the season. He's very capable. Then you look at 2022 and he deals with, you know, some more, you know, issues there, and he's not quite really given the opportunity to start. Only started four games, but, you know, he made the most of it. 18 receptions on, you know, for 298 yards and a touchdown. I think he showed some flashes, definitely, you know, down to the wire of the season. 2022 is just a bad year. And to be fair, he wasn't really playing with Stafford a hell of a whole lot. So then you fast forward to 2023. And he is credited with 14 starts on the year, played in 16 of the 17 games, did not play in that last game. Reason being, they valued his presence for the postseason. That says something. 67 targets as opposed to the year before where he had 35, and he caught 39 balls for 483 yards and three touchdowns. He had 26 first downs, and, you know, end of the day, this is definitely somebody that they really relied on early and often when Cooper Kupp was out. And then Puka Nacua overshadowed him. They even traded away Van Jefferson to give Van, you know, an opportunity to play somewhere else right before, you know, his contract expired, but also to give Tutu Atwell more of an opportunity. So you go into the season, and Atwell, his first game as a legitimate starter across from Puka Nacua, he has six catches on eight targets for 119 yards. They had no answer for him. And he left last year in Seattle. I believe he scored a touchdown, and he looked pretty damn good. So you're like, okay, yeah, that's the 2-2 out. Well, we're talking about that's the second round pick. That is the game breaker. I mean, 19.8 yards per reception. That is who they drafted. Okay, that's what they had in mind. Then you go to the San Francisco game, right? And still, nine targets, seven receptions for 77 yards. Okay, we'll take that. Atwell looking good. That was a tough team. They lost, but Atwell looked good in back-to-back games. Then you go to the Cincinnati game, which wasn't great all across the board. Stafford was being protected by backups. They dealt with a lot of issues in that game because a lot of people forget, but Zach Thomas was playing left tackle, okay? So let's be fair to Stafford. It wasn't great night all around. Zach Thomas had to come in. He got abused. But 9 targets for Atwell, 4 catches, 50 yards, and he caught a touchdown. And I'll also say this. He had a 22-yard run that was called back. That was absolutely a touchdown. Did not step out. And even if he did, the call on the field was a touchdown. So the fact that they overturned it was absolutely insane to me. But that absolutely should have been a touchdown that changed the course of the game. And yeah, he should have had 2 touchdowns in this game. Atwell came to play in that one, right? So you right off the rip, Seattle game, 100-yard game, first game of his career where he goes over 100. Then you have the game against San Francisco. I mean, if you're doing PPR, that's 14 fantasy points against San Francisco. Then you have the Cincinnati game where he scored 2 touchdowns. One was taken away because of a officiating gaffe. And then, you know, you had 4 catches for 50 yards as well. It's not bad. Then you have the Indy game. The Indy game was interesting because the Rams got off to such a great start, and then they let Indy back into it to the point where, like, the Colts came back and actually sent it to overtime. It was a really scary game, and Puka Nacua had the walk-off touchdown. Now, he caught 5 for 9 targets for just 24 yards. So that's when you started to see the drop off there, and then just the lack of usage the rest of the way. This is going to be the most targets, second most targets the rest of the year, the most until the Green Bay game, and Matthew Stafford didn't even play in the Green Bay game. And, you know, you have that game against Philly. He has 5 targets, catches 2 of them for 9 yards and a touchdown. So you have that. That would be his second to last touchdown of the year up until, you know, the postseason. Then you have the Pittsburgh game where he had the 31-yard touchdown. He came back to the ball, found it, made a nice play at the end of the half. Dallas has 4 targets, 2 catches, 21 yards. 7 targets in the Green Bay game with Brett Rypien throwing, 4 catches, 13 yards. And then 3 targets against Seattle, 1 catch for 17. 3 targets versus Arizona, 3 catches for 76. That is the Atwell we saw at the beginning of the season. But what are we seeing in that game, 3 for 76 on 3 targets? We're not seeing as many opportunities. So Atwell is making the most of the very, very limited opportunities at that point in the season. Then you have Washington. He is inactive entirely, right? He has 1 target against Baltimore. He has 0 targets against the Saints and the Giants. And he gets 4 targets in the 49er game. I mistakenly said he was out of the 49er game. No, he was inactive for the Washington game. I believe he was banged up for that. But the Giants-Saints games, he did not get a target, okay? He only had 4 offensive snaps in both of those games. And then the 49er game, he ended up playing 62 offensive snaps, had 4 targets, 2 catches for 7 yards. And then you fast forward to the playoffs, and he had 1 target. He only played 8 snaps the entire game in the playoffs. He had 1 target, caught it, 38 yards, touchdown, 2-2 Atwell. So what am I getting at here? I think we know this guy's capable. He's got it all. He blocks very well because everybody acts like, oh, he's 5'9", he's a 165. He doesn't block. Watch the film. He blocks, okay? He might not have the advantage that a DeMarcus Robinson, Cooper Kupp, and Puka Nacua have, but he's still a damn good blocker. He knows leverage. He knows the best ways to go about things, and he does that. And then you have the speed, the blazing speed, the Tyreek Hill-level speed. He can be a deep threat. He can be a weapon with the ball in his hands. But for whatever reason, the Rams really struggled. So when Kyren Williams goes down, after the Arizona game, right, because he finished the game, he's ruled out for the next however many games. He misses the Pittsburgh game, Dallas game, Green Bay game, and Seattle, okay? At that point, the offense was so unimaginative. It was stuck in the mud, and at no point did they go, maybe we should use 2-2 Atwell like we did at the beginning of the year. I mean, he had four straight games in which he had at least eight targets. Okay, how do you go from that to 1-2-4-7-3-3-2-1-0-0? What? So when people get on Atwell, it kind of annoys me because we all know when he was given the opportunities, he made the most of them. And you can go back to that game against Arizona. They won 37-14. He was given three targets and he caught all three for 76 yards. What else is he supposed to do there? And, you know, I just think that this is somebody that maybe Stafford prefers DeMarcus Robinson's body, you know, his overall length and everything more. Like I said in his video, the margin for error is slimmer with Tutu Atwell because he's not as tall. But Atwell is a good receiver, man. And this is just not really fair. This was also a career high in everything. This was his best year. And I think he was destined to go for 1,000 yards, but then they stopped using him. Cooper Kupp came back. They tried to integrate Cooper Kupp. Then, so what ends up happening is what a lot of people don't know, Van Jefferson was doing a lot of the dirty work. Okay, so Van Jefferson was being the clear-out guy for Tutu Atwell and Puka Nacua in the first few weeks. Then they trade away Van Jefferson, and Cooper Kupp comes back. And when Cooper Kupp comes back, they then use Tutu Atwell to be that clear out guy. So essentially what I mean by clear out is he's using that speed. He's going over the top. He's threatening. He's pushing the envelope into the deep secondary, and he's opening up over the middle to a Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp on a crosser. So the point I'm making here is that Atwell went from being one of the guys to being a decoy just like Van Jefferson. And then DeMarcus Robinson took over. And when DeMarcus Robinson took over, he was not only used as the clear out guy, but he was also thrown to. Atwell stopped getting thrown to at some point. So look, love Matthew Stafford, not blaming Stafford. And I love Sean McVay, but I am going to blame this offense because they have a guy who can essentially win on any level of the field. Hopefully he gets an opportunity to return this year as well, because I think the new rules kickoff and everything, I think he could benefit from that. But he's your fourth receiver and he's really good. And to be honest with you, the Rams need to think long term here, because Tutu Atwell is going to be 25 October 7th. In a contract year, Atwell hasn't really done a ton. And a lot of that is because the injury is rookie season. A lot of that is because of 2022 being just awful. And then a lot of that is because of 2023 and how the beginning of the year he came on strong and then they stopped using him. So I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if he would come back, but I do feel like, ironically enough, by them slow playing Atwell, by them not really utilizing Atwell to the best of his ability, he would be pretty easy to retain. I don't think his market is going to be extremely high. The wide receiver classes in the drafts just keep getting better, it seems like. And you have a lot of guys out there that would command more money than Atwell. To be fair, Atwell still hasn't even had 1,000 yards in 3 years of his career. Now, again, injuries, I get that. He's playing 37 games and he started 13 and he only has 781 yards receiving. So there are going to be teams that hold that, you know, hold that against him. I will say this, okay? I think there is a shot Tutu Atwell is back. We all kind of assumed he was going to get traded, didn't really have a plan. When they brought back DeMarcus Robinson, it kind of said, he's probably done. But then we saw Ben Skowronek was the one that got traded. And they got Jordan Whittington, but it's not like they went out and they drafted Romo Dunze, or they traded up for Marvin Harrison Jr. or any of those guys. They didn't draft a receiver until later on. And so to me, I think that speaks a lot of volumes to where they are on Tutu Atwell, where they are in the rest of the receivers. I think they really like Atwell. I just think quite often, you know, these guys get kind of misplaced, misused, underutilized, and Atwell's just one of those victims. So end of the day, I really like what Atwell brings to the table. I'm not out on Tutu Atwell at all. I think there's a real chance that he could have a really good 2024. And I'm just very curious to see how they utilize him. This could be an offense where they use all four receivers quite a bit. And if that's the case, I'd be a big fan. I do think that for the things they want to do, having the bigger blockers up front definitely helps, and it's going to be more of a running team than it has been, I would imagine. But at the same time, it doesn't mean they're not going to throw the ball. So I think Atwell definitely has a role, And keep in mind, the last time we saw Tutu Atwell, he's flipping in the end zone for a postseason touchdown. So it's not like they've given up on him entirely. He made it through OTAs. He made it through minicamp. He made it through the draft. He made it through free agency. Was not traded. I don't foresee a trade. Maybe there is one, but I don't see it. I think he's already kind of gone past that. And again, they seem to like him a lot. So we'll keep our eyes open. We'll see what ends up happening. His 2024 season could be anything from 1,000 yards if somebody gets injured to 500 to we find out he's not the guy. He gets traded very similar to Van Jefferson in the middle of the season. Okay. I don't know where it's going to go. I will say diversifying your receiver room does matter, and they do have it somewhat diversified. Having Atwell is a guy that's not currently on the roster, okay? So that's great. Getting rid of him, now you're missing that gadget, that engine, if you will, that extra nitrous boost. And so I hope they don't get rid of him. I want him back. I want him, you know, re-signed. I think he'd be able to be re-signed pretty cheaply. And if he's not able to be re-signed pretty cheaply, that means he had a great year. But I'm curious, what are your guys' thoughts? I feel like it's kind of mixed. It's always been a mixed bag with Tutu Atwell. But I wanted to start from the beginning and the origin and why I really, at one point or another, felt like Tutu Atwell was just a bad pick. And then I started to really like it the more film I dove into. And you know, I feel like the NFL film's no different. He shows a lot of maturity. I know he's a younger receiver, but he shows a lot of maturity. He does a nice job of redirecting himself. He finds a soft spot in the zone. He's willing to, you know, again, we talk about all the time with quarterbacks playing off script. He can also work off script. If Matthew Stafford is going to roll out, he's going to get open. We saw that in the Dallas game, was able to, you know, put himself in a position to make that catch. Actually, I think it was the Steelers game, but he made that catch. Touchdown catch, you know, right before the half. That was a huge play. That's the type of guy that he is. So we'll see what ends up happening. I'm not out on Tutu Atwell, and neither should you be. Be sure to like, subscribe, and comment. Also, be sure to follow me on all social media at JK Bogan, and I will see you guys in the next video. Take care, folks. Later.
Do you love talking about the Rams, the NFL, or just want to be a part of a community? Join my free Discord server today. We're over 800 members. We got 24/7 live chat, a level 3 boosted server, the ability to call into JE Live, playing online games with us on Kick streams, toggleable alerts for when I go live on YouTube or Kick so you don't miss a live stream, and exclusive giveaways. Click the link in the description, the comments section, or the link that comes up in the video to learn more and join today.